Somerset.
8:28 now, and a project to restore a medieval waterway in Somerset has taken a step forward with the release of the first drawings of what it's going to look like. The weir in Delverton was damaged by flooding a decade ago, but following a temporary fix, plans have now been revealed to include water sports and fish, as well as academic research. Well, BBC Radio Somerset's Matt Pick has been speaking to Philip Hole from the Delverton Weir and Leet Conservation Trust.
Well, it's an enormous heritage and historical asset. There are very few in the country in this state. When it was identified by Leicester University as being medieval, they came along, looked at it and said, guess what, guys, this is medieval. They were astonished because Leicester University, the archaeology department, are used to going all over the country digging up leets and installations. You'll recall, you know, that Leicester University dug up a council car park last year to find Richard III. When they came to Delverton, they were astonished that some fool had not built a car park over our weir and leet, or a council swimming pool or something. So it's important, firstly, because of the installation it is, but also because it's still there. It's still above ground. You can still see it. You don't need much to interpret it. You don't need an interpretation center and films. It's all still there. To the extent, in fact, that you could, with very little work, actually switch it back on again. You could make it work and run it as the medieval people did.
So what are you hoping to achieve in 2023 then?
We have the drawings and the costings, and with the new council, we will commence fundraising and getting all of the regulatory approvals. We don't think we will be in the river next year actually building the thing, but we very much hope that by 2024 we will be in the river. But next year, we should be doing all of the planning stuff, the regulatory stuff, getting permission from the Environment Agency and so on and so forth.
I mean, I've seen the artist drawings. Can you briefly explain what it's going to look like? What are you hoping to achieve with it? Because I've seen people on canoes and stuff as well. So it's obviously much more than just being a weir.
Yes. Well, we've always thought of it really as a historical and community asset. All sorts of people using the river. There are fish attempting to go up and down it, which they're being prevented at the moment. So when it is restored, it will be built in a modern way with a concrete core, but will look medieval. It will be indistinguishable from the medieval part of the weir, which is still standing. The two will be connected so that you won't be able to tell the difference unless you're a real expert. It will look medieval. Part of the restoration will include a fish pass, a combined canoe and eel pass, and a provision for Exeter University to use it for teaching of their natural history and renewable energy. So we're rather hoping that when this thing is put back together and restored, that there is a possibility of maybe Delverton becoming a centre of excellence for new technologies and for the study of the natural environment. So Exeter University will be able to monitor pollution, water temperature, fish transition, all of that sort of stuff. And it will be connected to the Trust Wi-Fi system, which is already in place at the weir. So they'll be able to read it remotely. You won't have to send bunches of people down. They can sit in Exeter University and read it themselves in real time.